It's a little piece of Iceland nestled in Canada. Gimli, Manitoba is known as New Iceland. That's because tens of thousands of Icelanders settled in Manitoba in the 1870s. And a favorite Icelandic holiday treat is a cake called Vinaterta. Carrie Arsenault owns the Sugar Me Cookie Bakery in Gimli, Manitoba. She makes the Icelandic specialty and ships it to Icelandic Canadians around the country. Carrie Arsenault, what's a Vinaterta?
A Vinaterta is a seven-layer tort. So there's seven cookie layers, and between each of those layers is a prune filling.
That sounds pretty labor-intensive.
It is, but it's a labor of love, and we so enjoy making the cake and bringing that piece of tradition to as many people as we can through the season.
And what does it taste like? Because when you mention prune, you think, hey, wait, but it looks like it's sort of tasty and sweet.
Well, it's not a sweet dessert, but we do top it with an almond buttercream. There's just a little bit of sugar in each of the cookie layers. It's not sweet at all, but it's the perfect balance.
And do you use a traditional recipe?
I do. I was handed this recipe through my mother-in-law. This recipe comes from her mom, and her name was Stina. And so we are making Amastina's Vinaterta. And I learned about 6 years ago how to make this cake. It took a while. I've been in the family for 20 years, but took a little while to convince Joan to give me some hands-on training.
And Joan is your mother-in-law?
She is, yes. Joan Dahl.
Gimli, Manitoba, where you are, is called New Iceland. Do you ever hear people speaking Icelandic?
Actually, recently, more so than ever. I know that there are groups where you can meet and speak Icelandic and learn how to speak Icelandic. And that's some of the elders in the community teaching. So that's kind of awesome. We also have the New Icelandic Heritage Museum. Those ladies are very well versed in speaking Icelandic.
Now, getting back to your baking, how many Vinatertas do you make a year?
Well, this year we're over 1,200, and we make every cake by hand. We still grind the prunes with Emma's old meat grinder, and I roll every layer, so you can imagine, seven layers for every cake.
Now, I know this season you've had a hitch in your Christmas production plans, a flood in your bakery. That was badly timed. How are you doing?
We're doing great. We were well prepared for Christmas, and that was the secret. All of our cakes were made and in the freezer about 3 weeks before this happened.
Why did your kitchen flood? What happened?
What happened was the unit next to us happened to have a water line break. We had plummeting temperatures, of course, as we get here in Manitoba. And at that time, a pipe broke, and it must have broke through the evening. And they figure it ran for about 8 hours. And they're a little bit higher than me, so all the water came into the bakery.
Manitoba is known as being very cold. What constitutes a cold snap?
Well, with the wind chill, I think it was over minus 40.
That's cold.
So that's very cold. We're on Lake Winnipeg, so you get quite a breeze coming off that lake.
So Gimli sounds like the perfect place for a cup of coffee and a slice of Vinaterta. Carrie Arsenault owns the Sugar Me Cookie Bakery in Gimli, Manitoba. Thanks for your time. And I have to ask, how do you say Merry Christmas in Icelandic?
Sorry, I can't. I don't know. My father-in-law actually said that, was teaching us that yesterday. He's in the hospital, and I should have paid closer attention, so my apologies.